Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Awakening Radio with Patricia is to help you awaken your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, to bring this forward with confidence and clarity. Topics covered will be simple spirituality, understanding the five bodies, vibration and energy, the power of thought and feeling, the clearing of past negative patterns and programming, learning about the chakra system, learning about the divine feminine and masculine, and DNA rewiring. Experience recalling your power and tapping into the divine while working with ascended masters, archangels, illumined beings of light, and source energy. Take command of the power in your life. This show promises to boldly go where you have been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired. Now, here is your host, Patricia.
Hello, 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 everyone, and namaste. I'm Patricia Iris Cairns, and you are listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience deep awareness of your divine feminine power. Each Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and 7 p.m. British Summer Time, on the Awakening Talk Show, we'll have some very interesting discussions and meditations, voice and sound work, as well as gifted empowerment coaches and speakers, sound masters and authors, helping you to find the wise wisdom at the core of your being. And so our question always is, are you aware of your inner divine feminine energy? And if so, how are you accessing and using it? Today's show is entitled Divinely Touched, Transform Your Life. And we are delighted to have author Mary Divine DeSanto with us. And we have a wonderful show lined up for you. I am so excited and honored to say that we're joined by Mary. And Mary is going to share with us snippets about her amazing healing journey and her spiritual awakening, which she chronicles in this new book, Divinely Touched, Transform Your Life. You know, it seems to be an interesting story, but one that we've heard before. After the medical profession had had no explanations for her physical ailments and they hospitalized her for what they thought was psychosis, she was led into worlds that she never knew existed, a world of light workers, shamans, psychics, healers, and they did heal her. So in this book, which she co-authored with her husband, Dr. Dave, and Dr. Dave has used science, research, historical data to explain what Mary experienced, proving the concepts such as entity possession, ESP, out-of-body experiences, and reincarnation. So you know what? This sounds amazing. It sounds as if it's a really full story for us to get our teeth into today. So before we go any further, let's say hello, Mary. How are you?
Hello, Patricia. Very well, thank you. Namaste. I feel very blessed and honored myself to be here talking with you.
Lovely. Well, welcome to you and namaste once again. You know what, Mary, our show is all about the divine feminine, as you know. So can I ask you right at the top of the show, do you feel that this whole healing process that you've been through has awakened that aspect of you? And if so, do you then feel that you've balanced that divine feminine with your divine masculine energy?
Oh, absolutely, totally, it awakened me to the divine feminine. Through this healing process, I learned that the divine feminine, to me, is one that God is within everyone equally, that we're here to be equal and free, not to be subservient to anyone.
Yes.
Well, who I am today is totally different from who I was when I started my journey. I lived through abuse and with my ex-husband and some ex-boyfriends. I had very low self-esteem, depression. I suffered with severe anxiety. I was even diagnosed with BDD, which is body dysmorphic disorder. And a lot of people aren't familiar with that, but that's when you become obsessed with your looks, because I was put down so much. It was always like I was too fat, or my hair was too light, or it was too dark. And I'd be hours in the mirror just like tearing myself apart. And through this healing process of awakening my divine feminine, now I believe in myself, and I will not let anyone treat me the way I want to treat them.
Yes, yeah. And do you feel that the strengths, that the divine feminine energy, what strengths do you feel that that energy actually brought out in you? Did it bring out determination and inner power?
Yes, it brought out, I appreciate myself, I love myself, and respect myself now. And the only opinion that matters to me is my opinion of myself, not what others think. And I only surround myself now with positive people, watch positive shows, positive books. I will not let anything negative or fear-based come into my field, because all that is there for is for power and control.
That's brilliant. And it sounds as if that lesson came in where you could stop giving your power away to other people and giving them the power over you. That's a great lesson, isn't it?
Oh, excellent. It's what we're all here to grow our souls and come in, like I said, to be free, sovereign beings unto ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what? Let's go to the book now. Thank you for giving us that. But let's talk about the book, because I understand Divinely Touched is a true story of what happened to you, Mary. So how did it all start?
Well, it all started 7 years ago. And like I said, at that point, I was at a very low point in my life. And I started to get very, very sick. I started to get severe abdominal bloating, pains in my stomach. My tongue was loaded with cankers. My lips started turning black. My face was being very red and flaky all the time. My lips were on fire, and I could feel pins and needles going through my body. And I actually could feel waves of energy going through my body. Like, I felt like something was inside me. I could feel something in my leg, and I could feel it move to my back, move to my arm. And so I started going to doctors, and they started doing all tests on me to try to figure out what was wrong with me, because they could see that how sick I was.
Yeah.
And, of course, they did MRIs, CAT scans, EKGs, colonoscopies, endoscopies, blood tests, but everything came back perfect. Not even, like, I should be a picture of health, but yet they could see that I wasn't.
Yes.
And so they couldn't explain it. And then eventually I started to see spirit and hear spirit, which then they thought I was psychotic, and eventually led me, which my book entails in great detail, into the hospitalization.
And, yeah.
And that's how it all began, through the sickness.
Yeah. Do you feel then that those illnesses, those sicknesses were messengers from the body, really to alert you to the fact that you weren't listening at some level?
Yes, definitely. It came to wake me up and to come back home to my truth of who I am and what I'm really here to do.
Yes. And so you did all the usuals, the CAT scans, all of that kind of thing. Were there any other medical tests?
Oh, yes, CAT scans, the MRI.
The MRI, yeah.
Endoscopies, colonoscopy. I mean, every test that they could think of, they did to me.
Yes.
Allergies, allergists, and everything came back perfect. Not even a little off. I mean, blood pressure, everything was perfect, but they could see how I was torn apart. The cankers on my tongue, my skin was a mess. They could see how distended my stomach was. I mean, I couldn't even stand up. I used to have to crawl to go to the bathroom, because standing up, the pressure was unbearable.
Yes, yeah. And so when you told them, You know, how long did it take then for you to start hearing spirit? Because that's obviously when you suddenly became aware, hang on, there's a message here, I'm beginning to listen to that. You know, how long were you on the road before you got that?
Well, that's when I, that started happening. That's when they thought that I was psychotic.
Yeah.
And right. So they put me in the hospital. Medical hospital, mental ward.
Yes, yeah. And did you find when you were in there, because I have, you know, I've used to attune people to Reiki, and I had one Reiki master in particular. She mm-hmm. actually worked in a mental hospital in Inverness in Scotland. And, you know, she felt that a lot of these people that were being diagnosed as psychotic or schizophrenic, it was actually spirit they were hearing. And, the lack of understanding was awesome.
Exactly. And that's the whole point of my book, is to help change people's mind about mental illnesses. Because if it was grace of God, I would have either died or been in and out of mental institutes the rest of my life. But thank God's grace led me to the right people, and books explained what was going on to me eventually. Because the doctors couldn't. They deemed me as psychotic. But I agree totally that when I went in the hospital the second time, I started to wake up more, and I could see these people are like me. It's just they're seeing and hearing spirits. They just don't know how to hold it. They haven't been shown how to hold this energy.
Yes, yeah. And I'm with you on that one there, but for the grace of God, because I know, you know, a lot of my friends I work with were channeling, were psychics and all the rest of it. And thank God I never, ever went to the doctor with that, you know, at any point in my life, or I wouldn't be here talking to you either, probably. Do you know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
But it is amazing how they just can't seem to see through their rigid ways of controlling and putting everything into a box. It is the scientific approach. I'm not knocking it. I feel there is a place for it, but it seems to rule pretty much our medicals. But I'll tell you what, Mary, we're going to have to go to our first break right now. So forgive me for interrupting you. We will be back shortly. You're listening to Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show, and we're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, we're going to hear more and explore more about this fascinating journey with our wonderful guest, Mary Divine DeSano. So please stay tuned.
Princess in a perfect world. Nothing's wrong and nothing hurts, and then the sun destroys the skies. Awake, I have to realize the biggest dream that won't come true is one day.
An inspired life. Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio.
Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
As golden tears fall from the trees and memories sigh on the breeze.
Well, hi there, everybody, and welcome back. We're back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia, and we are discussing Mary Divine DeSano's new book, Divinely Touched, Transform Your Life. And I am so delighted to have Mary with us today because she is really passionate about bringing her message forward. The message being really to open the minds of our medics and our doctors and psychiatrists, all these people, and asking them to open to this wonderful, magical world of energy and vibration and adopt new ways of being. We need new paradigms in our medical world. But before we go back onto that, just want to mention that Mary is offering 3 copies of this beautiful book on tonight's show. So if you phone in while we are talking, your copy will be reserved. And we're going to do it on a first-come, first-served basis. So please phone in now. The number is 1-800-930-2819. The number is 1-800-930-2819. And just in case you don't manage to get through right now, the website for her is www.divinelytouched, and it's ed at the end, .com. And so that's there for you tonight. Beautiful giveaways. My little giveaway, as always, is a free one-hour soul empowerment coaching session where we will bring all the disparate parts of your soul back into the oneness. We'll be collecting power from your ancestors, past lives, heaven knows all what. All needs to come back into the central force, your core, so that you can become truly empowered and fulfill your beautiful potential on this planet at this time. But you know what? Let's get back to this story because it's a true life story. This is Mary's story. Mary, can you continue on the theme we were on there? How did you know that your problems were not medical?
Well, at first, I didn't because you know, I came from a Catholic upbringing, which very traditional thinking, and I was in corporate America. So when you're sick, you go to a doctor, right? This is how we're programmed. But when the doctors couldn't find any explanation for what was wrong with me, and it kept happening to me and happening to me, well, eventually, when you're on this healing journey, the universe is always for you and loves you and wants you to grow and to heal. It lines you up with the right people and knowledge to put you on your path where you need to be. And so eventually I was led to light workers and shamans and psychics that started telling me what was going on with me.
Okay, and what were they saying then? What were they suggesting was going on for you?
Well, all of them were saying the same thing. I didn't have to tell them anything, and they could tell me exactly what was going on with me. They all said that I was being attacked by negative entities, that they were coming into my field, and they were causing all my physical problems.
Yes, okay. And did they begin the process of clearing you? And I take it you saw quite a few different people.
Yes,
and
I did.
They have different approaches, yeah?
Correct, yes. Some used energy releasement. Others used like sounding forks. Yeah, chamber techniques. Sounding forks, crystals. So, and of course, prayers. So through all of that, those processes, it started to release.
Yeah. And how long did that process take? You know, when you first started consciously being healed by these guys, how long would you say until you really began to see a difference and feel a difference?
Well, actually, the first person that I was led to, through God's grace, and her name happened to be, there are no coincidences, Grace, and she is Amazing Grace, is I walked in the store, and of course I felt that I had an entity with me, but I didn't want to tell anyone thinking they're going to think I'm nuts. I just said, you know, I don't feel too good. I want to try what energy work is like. But like I said, God lines you up with the right people. Because as soon as I walked in the store, she had never met me. She goes, she looked at me. She goes, you all right? And then I says, yeah, why? And then we went in the back room, and she goes, and I didn't even have to tell her. I feel like I have an entity. She goes, I don't want to scare you. She goes, but you have an entity with you. I was like, oh my God, how do you know? She goes, I can see it coming out of your eyes. And then the healing began. And right after her first energy healing, my stomach went down. My skin wasn't as red. I wasn't in as much pain. So immediately it started. So I knew this is right. And when you start getting the same results from everybody saying the same thing, they don't know me, they don't know my story, they don't know each other, how would they know this? That becomes, that's what science is based on, replicated results. Well, I kept getting the same results and same answers from everybody. So that is the basis of scientific proof that this is real. This is the only thing that's helping me.
Yeah.
Can
I just come in there? Okay, now you've gotten the same message from loads of people and it really resonates with you. You know it's right and you begin to shift that. Do you now, in retrospect, as you look back, do you have any feel of timing as to where and when the entity walked in? When it came in, was there a time of weakness or illness?
Oh, yes. It started happening to me when I was at a very low point in my life. I felt very unloved, very unworthy, low self-esteem, self-loathing. And that's when I, was under major attack. Because like the earth has an ozone layer for protection, and we're concerned now for chemicals breaking that down, we're all energy. And around us is an aura, which is a protective field for our energy. But when you start, when you get depressed or anxious and you're very low about everything, well, like attracts like. That weakens your aura field. And those lower energies can come in at you and they feed off of you because you're a good host for them. That's how they survive.
That's right.
So I was a good host for them because I was at the lowest of lows and I almost died. And so they had a great host in me. And then another reason I was under attack, I was told, is because, which was the hardest to release and took the longest to get out at the core of my being. You know, we carried it until we clear this, we carried this from lifetime to lifetime. So, Yeah. I, I had a lot coming from my past life, from karma in my past life. And also, a lot of these entities, the negative entities, knew my destiny. They were trying to keep me from my true life purpose as a healer. Of course, I didn't know that I was one back then, but they can see that. And they didn't want me out there as a healer, because then you can heal people from this and they can't survive anymore.
That's right. And they've gone. We can hear that they've gone. And so, you know, you're now back in your body on your own, which is great. One spirit occupying one vessel, as it were. Do you feel 100% confident now that it's not going to come back? You're not going to attract it back in again?
Oh, 100% confident. No, because I've done all the healing work and now I'm at a total different space. Now, before I was in a space of lowness and fear, fear-based about everything.
Yes.
Now I come from a space of pure love for everyone and everything. And no fear at all, and only completely positive. And when you're at a vibration like that, nothing negative can come in at you. It can't exist in your high vibrational field.
No, that's true. Love and fear actually can't exist in the same energetic field. We've got somebody's phone ringing there. But can I just ask you as well about protection? Do you actively protect yourself?
Well, yes. I set my intentions out every day of that. I am always divinely protected, always and always.
Yes, yes. Well, that's lovely. Well, at this point, again, we're going to have to take a break, Mary, but we'll be right back. I'm Patricia, and you are listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show. When we come back, we'll be hearing more from Mary Divine DeSano, who's going to share more about the alternative healings that she received. So please stay tuned.
Dream of love and how it feels, fairy tales and spinning wheels. Princess in a perfect world, where nothing's wrong and nothing hurts. And then the sun destroys the skies. Awake, I have to realize the biggest dream that won't come true is one day.
Like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
As golden tears fall from the trees, memories sigh on the breeze.
Well, hi there, everybody. We're back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia and my beautiful guest today, Mary Divine DeSano. And you know what? Mary is really showing up for us all today because she's stepping right out of her comfort zone to share her innermost secrets and feelings, everything with you, because she has this deep desire to help others not have to go through what she has been through. And I'm going to ask her, she's doing so very, very well. I'm going to ask Mary about this nickname she's got, Divine. It's Mary Divine DeSano. So how did you come by that one, Mary?
Well, actually, there's several reasons how I came by it. The first is when I started going to everybody, they could see what I went through. And they were all telling me that it's a miracle that I'm even alive today, that God really did save me. I should have died. So I really felt divinely touched that way. But even more so, I say Mary Divine because I want everyone to realize you're never out of the reach of God's love, no matter what. That when we start, instead we're so used to looking at each other and judging and seeing the faults in each other, we start looking at the divine in each other. That'll bring out the divine in the person, and then bring it out more in yourself. We need to recognize that more. So when I say Mary Divine, it's more like I'm kind of like namaste. The divine in me honors, appreciates, and blesses the divine in you.
That's beautiful. That's just lovely. And it seems very appropriate because we were having a wee bit of chat earlier on off air, and I was saying what a wonderful resonance the name Mary has. It resonates with Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary. And as you said right at the top of the show, we've been brought up right through many, many thousands of years with the patriarchal society and, of course, Christianity, which really kind of deleted the divine feminine representatives, and Bibles were written by men for men, that kind of thing. So in many ways, and I think that's all in divine right order, by the way, because I think we women have been held for this time in the process of Mother Earth's ascension so that we can join with her. And as the Dalai Lama has said, it is going to be Western women who actually lead humanity out of the morass that it has descended into, because it's that energy that needs to come back. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. In fact, it's so funny you said that, because I have that exact quote in my book by the Dalai Lama, that the women will change the world, because we're going to rise to the female right now, where love and compassion and nurturing needs to be brought on this planet and be number one, not the ego and power and control anymore, because it's destroying us.
And the thing is, it's about collaboration, it's about cooperation. And I guess that's what this radio show is about too, because we're working together to get this message out, Mary. But I'd like to move on just to what advice would you give our listeners about alternative healing, and perhaps when they should seek out other healing modalities, rather than that old knee-jerk reaction of just going to the physician, to the doctor?
Well, I would suggest that if you are having a problem that doctors cannot explain, and they're just saying it's a virus, which is another means that they don't know what it is, and it keeps recurring, then I would suggest to go to a shaman, a light worker, a spiritual healer, and see what a healing from them will do for you.
Yes. Yeah. And do you always think on shamans? I mean, there are so many different kinds of healing modalities these days. If it's emotional trauma that's going on, emotional freedom techniques, very powerful. I mean, there's a lot out there, isn't there?
Oh, yes, there are. But which is so sad because, like I said, by God's greatest, I was led to this because it's not in the forefront enough yet. Thank God for shows like yours that's trying to open up and get this more in the forefront so people can always feel like there is hope, that there is something that might help them, that they don't quit and just live in pain or just be on drugs the rest of their lives.
That's right.
There's always hope, and that there's no problems, only solutions. You just keep going. There's no, only next. Because, you know, as I said, the universe loves us. Life loves us and wants us to heal and succeed and to grow. It doesn't want to keep us under.
No. And I totally agree with you. And I just have to kind of stop myself getting a bit frustrated in the United Kingdom at times because, of course, what is going on here is fairly heavily regulated. I'm sure it is in the United States as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the left brain, the psychiatry, psychologist, that's all accepted. But, you know, stepping out into hypnotherapy, psychotherapy, that's on the margins of acceptance, and certainly even going beyond that, maybe to Reiki. Reiki has become a household name here, but it's not being adopted. And you feel as if you're knocking your head against a brick wall. Do you get that in the States as well?
Oh, yes. But at least just like that, it's being more recognized now. It is in some of our hospitals. Doctors mm-hmm. starting to recognize that energy healing does help the patient heal faster.
Yeah, well, that you're very lucky in that. If you had one life tip that you would share with people, Mary, what would it be? One life tip?
To know that you are divine and you're a magnificent being, no matter what. And mm-hmm. that don't let anyone ever let you feel less than.
Yes.
That you can overcome any obstacle as long as you love yourself, believe in yourself, and believe in the power of divine destiny.
Yes. And I use affirmations a lot. I guess it's because I come out the Louise Hayes stable some years ago now, but I love using affirmations, you know, like I believe in myself.
Yes.
I am, you know, I deeply and profoundly love and approve of myself, that kind of thing. And self-talk is so important, how we're speaking. But, you know, you do energy healing yourself, don't you? Tell us a bit about that.
Yes, well, through the years, I've been led to quite a few different energy healing modalities. I've done reflexology, Reiki I've studied, some shamanism, IET, and reconnective energy healing.
Mm-hmm.
And now I mostly do reconnective energy healing and above, working with the archangels and ascended masters. So it heals on every level, both physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. What it does, it's a hands-off technique, and what it does is it changes your whole DNA system to a higher cellular vibration, and it's mm-hmm. reconnecting you to your divine blueprint of what you're really incarnated for and what you're here to do with the right people and situations to get you on your path, what you're here to do at an accelerated rate.
Lovely.
So I really like working with that because it transforms lives at a very fast pace. Besides healing you physically, it also heals on every aspect for your whole soul.
So do you need to see people one-to-one or can you work with them on Skype or over the phone?
It's mostly one-on-one, but I am opening up to doing over-the-phone sessions now. I'm just starting to do that.
Good. And you've just got Skype, so you can use that as well, yes?
Yes, that would be great.
Excellent. Do you know what? Can you just give us your website again, Mary, just in case anyone listening wants to take you up on some of that energy healing? Would you like to give it to us again?
Sure. It's divinelytouched.com.
Okay. And if somebody wants to email you, what would they be emailing?
It would be divinely@divinelytouched.com.
Okay, that's lovely. And we've got the 3 books are still going. We're accepting calls if anybody's still wanting to do that. Can they get the book through the website, Mary? That was the other question.
Yes, they can. And they can also get it through Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble.
Right. That's lovely. Well, I'm afraid we've come to the end of our time today, Mary, but I really do feel we got into the main points of the book, and it is an amazing, wonderful story, and it has been divine to share with you this evening or it's daytime with you. But I hope our listeners will get in touch with you. So thank you.
Thank you so much for all you do and your light and love that you're sharing to help everybody.
Thank you. And, you know, thanks to Dave. I know he's sitting beside you. We haven't been able to speak to him, but maybe later in the year, Dave, we'll do one with you and you can shine on your own. How about that?
Sure. I add science to the equation.
He adds science
Lovely.
To the equation.
I love that. That's balance. The balance, isn't it? Well,
yes,
thank you.
Balance.
Well, keep shining your magnificent lights ever so brightly. And just for the moment, this is Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, I'm going to share with you some more ways to expand and amplify the divine feminine in your life. So please stay tuned.
Dream of love and how it feels. Fairy tales and spinning wheels. A princess in a perfect world where nothing's wrong.
Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession
emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Are you ready for self-enlightenment and transformational growth? As we journey through 2013 together, the clear message from the Masters of Shambhala is to seek out healing. There's a special opportunity on Saturday, April 13th, at the Triway Grange in Mill Creek, Washington. Healing Amongst Us. For the first time ever, Michael Shane, a spiritual visionary, healer, teacher, and transphysical medium, will introduce an amazing new healing gift. Audience members will receive an extraordinary healing along with a select number of individuals who will be invited to join Michael on stage. Then following, experience mind-blowing phenomenon as Michael attempts to bring through gifts from spirit. For more information, please call the Ascension Foundation at 800-508-6437 or visit their website at www.michaelshane.com. That's michaelshane.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. You know, April can always be a little dicey because Mars goes into Aries, which makes things a little fiery. This April is no exception. However, on April 25th, we are having a lunar eclipse in Libra aspecting Aries. The word lunacy comes from these eclipses. Then on April 28th, Mars will cross over this point, really triggering it. So there will be aggressive lunatics coming out at this time. You need to be very aware of this and stay away from volatile situations and people. Don't buy into their drama and don't get caught up in it. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
It's golden tea. Fall from the trees and memories sigh on the breeze.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We really have had a super show this evening or today, whatever it is with you. Mary DeSano, just a wonderful woman. She's stepping into her power, showing up and sharing with us, giving us a deep insight into her life and how she has overcome all her illnesses using alternative healing. So many thanks again to Mary. And, you know, to get a copy of her book, all you have to do is phone in here or email her. Number here is 1-800-930-2819. Or do visit her web, which is Divinely Touched, and that's got an ED at the end, .com. And she will be delighted to be in touch with you and send you a copy of her book. There are only three, though, so you need to get moving. Now, my little session that I'm giving away two of them, actually, soul empowerment coaching sessions. And that what that actually involves, people often say, what do you actually do, Patricia? Well, obviously, I listen to you and tune into you, into your energy field. And together we step into what I call a hypno-visualization session that I am working with the illumined beings of light. They're using me as an instrument. Sometimes I'm using voice vibration, certainly working with the archangelic realms. And we are working on rewiring and re-empowering your soul. And that can happen through just stripping away all the bodies so that we're just looking at your soul and its connection to ancestral distortions that are coming through, the DNA, and sometimes it's past lives. It can be a whole recipe of things. It's different for everybody. And that's really my theme tonight, is about everybody being different and encouraging you to celebrate your uniqueness. You know, there are 7 billion people on this planet. And when they made you, they broke the mold. because you're a limited edition. There is actually only one of you. There's no one else with your fingerprint, your voice print, your eye print, your heart print, or DNA, with the exception perhaps of an identical twin, and that is not a given by any means. But surely this is an awesome fact, and it seems to underpin the belief that we all come to Earth with our unique story and our recipe to share with everyone else. And just as Mary was given all of her illness experience, the dis-ease experience, we each are given different things to experience and learn from. And then we can go out and share that with other people and say, hey, you know, I did this, I did that. Here's how we fixed that. Give someone else a hand up. But, you know, I also think when you realize how unique you are, you stop trying to fit in. How many years have you spent trying to be like other people so that you fit in? And while you embark on doing that, you actually make yourself small. You're not standing in your power. You're sort of bending down and flexing yourself to bend and meet in somebody else's pattern. But, you know, they're all taken. It really is about you standing in your own power and showing up in that power. And I feel that each and every one of us is just like a thread, a tiny part of the whole tapestry of the universe, of life itself. So instead of looking over your shoulder and competing with people, and we need to really celebrate our difference, our being different, our being unique and having a unique voice, and let go of that trying to fit in. We simply cannot be the same as anybody else on this planet. So enjoy your differences, enjoy your strengths, enjoy your weaknesses. Sometimes something that you might perceive to be a weakness, you can turn into your greatest strength. Because you know what? I used to think I'm very quiet. And if I went out to a party, and we're going back about 35 odd years here, I would think, well, if I have a drink of alcohol, that will relax me and I will become this wonderful socialite that I thought I ought to be, in inverted commas. And you know what? Obviously, I gave up drinking many years ago now and smoking. I did it all, gave all that up. And then, of course, at some point I decided actually it's okay to be me. It's okay to be a bit shy when I don't know people and I walk in a room. I don't need to go in being full of confidence and all the rest of it. And it's because I have found a quiet confidence within, and my self-esteem is high, my self-belief is high, because I'm unique. I am not comparable in any way to anybody else in the room. So I don't need to try. I can just be. And there is a great gift, is there not, in being rather than trying and doing all the time. So when we realize we are a unique part of this oneness, this whole, we are all united in being part of the all that is. And for me, that is the source of all that is. It is a wonderful flowing energy. It's a creative energy. I sometimes refer to it as Mother, Father, God, if we're going to call it God at all, because I don't like people getting hung up on labels or names either. But it is about knowing that heaven can appear and be on earth, because when we find it within ourselves, when we find the joy, when we find the peace and the love within ourselves, then we've really cracked it. And you know what? The way to do that is meditation. And if you're not meditating every day, you're not connecting with your inner divine feminine power. And I really urge everybody out there listening to meditate. It's the way forward, and it's the only way to stay in touch with your own unique power. So, you know, I am here every Sunday to serve you and your higher self on your journey, to throw a little light on your path and to bring lightness into your life. If you'd like to contact me, you can go to my website, which is www.patriciairiskerens.com. And all my info is on the contact page. You can sign up for my newsletter. I'd love you to do that. And you will get an introductory MP3. Or you can email me at info@patriciairiskerens.com. But I would love to hear from you. It is wonderful to connect with like-minded people. That's why we're here. We're putting out the message on Transformation Talk Radio, helping you transform one breath at a time. So keep co-creating a wonderful new you in 2013. Your divine feminine is emerging and blossoming this year. Thank you for tuning in to the Awakening Talk Radio Show. And you know what? Thanks to Brian for all the wonderful work he does and the production team. Bless you. Thank you. And see you next week. Are you going to say hello, Brian?
Oh, thank you, guys. We'll see you next week.
Okay, thanks to Mary again. Bye-bye.
You've just been listening to The Awakening Radio with Patricia. Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. Take command of the power in your life. Be inspired. Become rewired. For more information about Patricia, visit theawakeningradio.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.